This is All Things Considered on Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. New numbers out today show that nearly 1 in 10 Georgians has claimed unemployment benefits in the last month. This is the coronavirus spreads and shuts down much of the economy. The state's seaports are a major economic driver and support some 9% of jobs in Georgia. GPB's Emily Jones joins me now from Savannah for a look at the impact of the virus on the ports and other coastal industries. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ricky.
So the ports obviously employ a lot of people. How are they faring right now?
They are definitely feeling the impact of the virus. Port activity was down 18.5% last month, and it was originally expected to bounce back pretty quickly as China recovered. But now it's looking like imports, at least, will be slower for the next couple of months. So far, that's not translating to job losses at the port itself. Port employees are still working. They're just getting less overtime than they normally would. But there are a lot of industries that are involved with the port, like trucking and warehouses, that may be seeing some job losses because of the slowdown at the port. Of course, the executive director of the Georgia Ports did tell me that those losses are not as bad likely as in the really hard hit industries like food service and hospitality, which of course are leading the unemployment claims.
And what about the people who are on the ships that come into Georgia's ports from all over the world? Is there a concern about the virus spreading that way?
Well, ships that come in are supposed to report any deaths or sick crew members to the CDC, and crew members are also supposed to stay aboard if they've been to one of the countries where the U.S. has restricted travel within 15 days. But one thing to keep in mind is that it does take a long time to travel by sea. So by the time a ship gets here from Asia, it's been at sea for a month. And even the shorter trip from Europe is still just about as long as a quarantine for COVID-19. Georgia Ports Executive Director Griff Lynch told me that that all makes it less of a concern.
You know, we don't see a lot of issues there. As I've told others, I think the ship is more concerned about folks from the U.S. going on the vessel and tainting their crew.
Further up the Savannah River, however, at Plant Vogel, Emily, there is an outbreak of the virus. What is the latest on that?
Right. So Plant Vogel, as a reminder, is the nuclear power plant where they're building two new reactors near Augusta. And as of yesterday, 42 workers on that construction project have tested positive. They're waiting for test results on another 57, and 154 workers have tested negative. And they just announced today that they're going to reduce the workforce by 20% to try to stop the spread of the virus there. Beyond that, though, construction does continue, just with some new precautions to limit contact between people and to clean things more frequently.
The other big story on the Georgia coast, of course, has been the beaches. Local leaders closed the beaches. Governor Brian Kemp ordered them reopened. Have tourists even returned to the beach?
It doesn't really seem like they have. On Tybee Island, it's pretty hard to get onto the beach, even though technically it's open, because the city kept most of the beach access points closed, and the police are patrolling the beaches as well to enforce social distancing. Here's Amy Gaster of Tybee Vacation Rentals and the Tybee Tourism Council.
It's like a ghost town compared to what it would normally feel like this time of year. I mean, it's not that many people here. It's mostly locals here.
The beaches and tourism, Emily, are obviously big business for the coast. How is all of this affecting that industry that so many communities rely on?
Yeah, it's taking a major hit. The Golden Isles Convention and Visitors Bureau says that they're projecting a loss of more than $160 million through the end of May in that area, which includes St. Simons and Jekyll Islands. And both in the Golden Isles and here in the Savannah area, hotel occupancy rates are down in the single digits. This weekend, Savannah hotels are expected to be below 8% occupancy. There could be a bit of a silver lining, though, for Georgia beaches like Tybee once this is all over. Amy Gaster says people are more likely to stay local than to take international trips or cruises.
Instead of going on more elaborate vacations, it's, hey, you know, we're a family from Atlanta. We're going to load up in the car and we're going to, you know, drive 4 hours and rent a place at the beach and just enjoy family time and a simpler way of vacationing.
But of course, we don't really know yet when people are going to be able to travel again.
So we can shop local and maybe we can even vacation
yes.
local eventually. Emily Jones is GPB's reporter in Savannah. Emily, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ricky.